nicht gar zu glücklich wär, hätt ich ein Weg nach dem Traurigsein.
Germany, 1934, when I first met Lohmann. We were introduced by Delmer of the London Daily Express. I was the new boy for the Washington Post Inquirer, the Berlin desk. Where the action is, as my editor said. Always a good man with a cliché. Still, he was right. Berlin, 34. They were waving goodbye to Weimar and saying Heil to the Third Reich. And in the Café Serre on the Prinzenstrasse, Delmer said,
"That's Lohmann."
"And who's Lohmann?"
"You find him sitting at that table more often than you'll find him in his office."
"So who is he? Whistler's mother or Hitler's father?"
"Ernst Lohmann, inspector, criminal police, the best detective in Berlin, maybe in Germany."
He was a tall, thin character, late 30s, maybe 40. Not in uniform, which made a change. Leather coat, black, soft hat. Sam Spade, German version, but official. We were introduced.
"Very pleased."
"I'm here to write about the new Germany."
"Ah, yes. The Germany over there at the bar."
"Oh, you mean the gentleman in the brown shirts?"
"The fat one I put inside for robbery with violence. Now he's out and a pillar of the state. He was lucky 2 months ago, escaped the night of the long knives. Pity they missed him."
"You're a member of the party yourself?"
"I'm in the criminal police. I think that should be kept out of politics, don't you?"
I didn't get a chance to tell him what I thought. A young guy with an old face came into the cafe and was beside him, muttering in his ear before I could speak.
"Will you please excuse me, a professional matter?"
He was up and away. Went by the two brown shirts, who imitated mice as he passed. On a case. I heard about it later. 8 years later. You see, that night was a kind of beginning. 8 years until the end.
"Sorry to bother you, Chief, but you wanted me to let you know."
"Just an American journalist, Sergeant. Pleasant, but with very tender feet. Never mind. You found Glauber?"
"He came off the Hamburg train. Dead on time."
"Nice to know the trains are on time."
"Werner and Holtz followed him. They lost him in a street near the Stettin station."
"Oh."
"I hope he's the right man, Inspector. Otherwise..."
"Otherwise?"
He's an important man. In the party."
"He's a child murderer. That's his only importance."
"Holtz!"
"Inspector, Werner followed him into that street. We don't know which house he went into."
"Where's Werner?"
"Inspector, he went down there, then vanished."
"There's only one house I know in this street he would go into. Number 15.
Holtz, Werner, cover the back of number 15.
"Yes, Sergeant."
"Anyone who comes out, stop them. Anyone."
"Sergeant."
"Come on, Sergeant Reiner. We're going visiting."
"One thing, Chief. Holtz."
"What about Detective Holtz?"
"He also works for the Gestapo."
"How enterprising of him."
"And von Glauber is a party member."
"Von Glauber is a murderer."
"Criminal police! You will please stand aside."
"You have a search warrant."
"You're inviting us in. Elsa Kunst, isn't it? Auntie Elsa Reiner. She has a record going back to when the Kaiser was a boy." "Very impressive club, Elsa. Genuine marble, isn't it? Just look at the ornamentation, Sergeant Reiner. The statuette's a miniature of Michelangelo's boy David, isn't it? How very appropriate."
"You've no right in here, Lohmann."
"Elsa, Elsa, you know I can go anywhere. Even through this door, into the salon, am I right?" "Ah, yes, I remember you. Heinz, isn't it? Remember this gentleman's face, Reiner. Keep it in mind. He'll have a knuckle duster in his back pocket. I wouldn't use it, Heinz, or Sergeant Reiner will have to shoot you in self-defense. And who are these young gentlemen?"
"Kids."
"Off the streets. We took them in, a charity."
"Oh, you were always so charitable, Elsa. You with the cloth cap, Fritzi, they call you. You used to work the Unter den Linden. 4 pickpocketing convictions. What age are you?"
18 here, Inspector."
"You're a liar. You're 16, going on 105. Expert at lifting large wallets. What brought you indoors?"
"It's warmer, and Aunt Elsa was kind enough to..."
"To feed you and pick the marks for you, for 75% of the take, eh?
This one, he's new. Age, boy?
He's 14.
How long have you been in Berlin?
Since yesterday. He's from Westphalia. His father has a farm in Westphalia.
What happened? You had a row with him? Took off to see the bright lights, the big city, and you met Aunt Elsa?
Yes, sir.
You fell into bad company, boy. Taught you how to snatch a woman's handbag yet?
No, sir.
Got any money?
No, sir.
Give him the price of a railway ticket to Westphalia, Elsa. And the price of a decent meal. Do it.
But, Inspector...
Ever read the English novelist Rainer Charles Dickens about the old man who trains thieves and pickpockets? Oh, yes. Elsa learned from the classics. Give the boy the money, Elsa. Do it.
Yes, Inspector.
See, it's done, Sergeant.
Right.
Fritzy, we'll keep to tell us where the man is. The man who came in a few minutes ago. Freiherr von Glauber.
No.
The interesting visitor, Fritzy.
He went upstairs with Rudy.
Come on.
Oh, no. He's cut the boy's throat.
Stand still, Glauber, don't move.
An accident, gentlemen. I assure you, a dreadful accident.
The fifth dreadful accident, Freiherr.
The kid's dead. What a mess.
I wish you would move, Glauber. I'd enjoy shooting you.
I told you. An accident. Please understand. No harm intended. You must understand. I am an important man. Personal friend of General Goering. Also, Alfred Rosenberg. I hold high position in the party.
You held high position in the party.
He's still got the knife. Quite a shot. He's lost an eye and part of his head. You make a good cowboy.
You go to the cinema too often, Rainer.
He's stone cold. There could be trouble about this. He was a party member.
They kill party members, too.
You mean Rome and the SA? Isn't there a rule about that? They're allowed to kill their own, but nobody else's.
Cover the boy on the bed and call the morgue. Get this tidied up and charge the woman.
You going back to the station?
Where else?
Face the music.
As you say.
You've got him, Lohmann.
One shot through the head. Too good for the bastard.
Well, the chief wants to see you right away.
Chief Inspector Murnau?
You had to shoot him.
Or let myself be cut. He grabbed a knife.
Considerate of him. So you shot him through the head?
The left eye, to be precise.
He was to be Gauleiter of Hamburg.
So there's a vacancy. You should apply. You're a party member now.
So should you be.
So I'm told.
Then do it, Lohmann. You're a good man. I want to keep you.
Will I have to join the party to keep my job?
It's going that way. If you want to rise in rank. For God's sake, man, what's it matter? You're not political.
So that is a reason for joining the National Socialists.
Why not? For your career's sake. After all, they're improving things, aren't they?
Are they? Not if your name's Cohen or Rosenblum.
The Jews, no? Does it matter? It'll pass. It's only a temporary thing.
You believe that?
I'm sure of it. Hitler said in Mein Kampf, pick on a minority and blame all your ills on them, a way of getting into power. Now his power is established, it'll be over. Forget about the Jews.
You have that on reliable authority.
Goering told me, himself.
Oh, that must make it so then.
You think I would have kept this job if I hadn't joined the damn party? Anyway, they haven't wasted any time. Two SS men are waiting for you. Somebody isn't pleased.
What do you expect? Von Glauber butchered five kids.
These people have a different perspective.
Whatever that may mean.
I don't know what it means. I don't know what our job means anymore. No doubt the SS will explain it to you. I just hope you survive the explanation. They're taking you to see a Colonel Heinrich. At 30. Colonel already.
Inspector Lohmann, sorry to have kept you waiting. Good to meet you. My name is Reinhard Heydrich.
Colonel.
Please sit down. Of course, I know of you. An excellent record. instrumental in the arrest of Peter Quarton and Eichner, the Leipzig bank robber. You haven't apprehended Erwin Müller yet, but you are, I hear, building a case.
And as of tonight, Freiherr von Glauber.
Ah, yes, von Glauber. He was a party member.
Also a murderer and a pervert. He killed at least five youths.
And you shot him in the line of duty. He was also one of the officer class.
I didn't have time to ask him for references.
Yes, I like that. I have not time for the officer class, Lohmann. And I was myself a naval officer. You did the party a favor tonight.
Yes, well...
And you are not a party member.
I've always believed the law should be above political considerations.
My dear man, you're very naive. The party is the law. However, that is not important just now. I'm told you are the best detective in Berlin.
You've been misinformed. There are others. I only try to do my job.
I have your record here. It's very good. The Dusseldorf mass murderer and others.
I've been lucky.
I do not appreciate false modesty, Lohmann. You should not be hiding your light under bushels. Let it glow. You are good. So, are you also ambitious?
I only want to go on with my job. I have a belief that society should be protected against criminals, against murderers.
Of course, you believe in capital punishment.
I believe such people should be removed from society.
Hardly an answer. However, we are starting a new society here, Lohmann. A new Aryan society.
I've never thought it a crime to be a non-Aryan.
No, perhaps not. But let the non-Aryans create their own society. Oh, there may be exceptions of people with special talents. I'm not as narrow-minded as some, like Stryker. Oh, an unpleasant man. Personally, I believe only in the eradication of enemies of the state. You believe that, Lohmann?
I need a definition of enemies of the state, Colonel.
Well, we make our own definitions. Such people are criminals.
If they commit crimes, they are criminals.
You are too precise, Lohmann. But you will learn.
Colonel, the automobile is waiting.
Ah, thank you. This is Captain Zoller, Inspector, one of my aides. You will be getting to know him quite well in the near future.
Captain Zoller.
Inspector?
Zoller is one of the elite of the SS. You'll learn from him, and he from you. Well, come along. Someone is waiting to see you.
May I ask where we're going?
The Reichschancellery. You see, Lohmann, we have need of you. There was another murder committed in Berlin tonight.
Statistically, several, I'm sure. But I haven't seen tonight's incident report.
This one will not be on your incident report. It has been referred to a higher authority. Not just to me, Lohmann. As high as one can reach.
You will please go in now. The Führer is waiting.
Heil Hitler!
Please sit. This is Lohmann.
Herr Reichschancellor.
Not in uniform.
Lohmann is in the criminal police field.
I am aware of Lohmann's occupation. You are not in the SS, Lohmann.
I find being in the criminal police a full-time occupation.
Himmler has been remiss in his recruitment. Not in the party either. You are not a Jew or a Bolshevik, Herr Lohmann.
I'm a policeman, sir.
Not what I ask you.
I was born a Lutheran, Reichschancellor.
Sir, that is acceptable. You are not still a Lutheran.
Not a practicing Lutheran, no.
Good. All that is a waste of time. And we cannot afford to waste time today. Not when we are building a new Germany. You agree?
I'm not political.
Everyone is political! What do you think of the Jewish question?
I've never been aware there was such a question.
You're very cool, Herr Inspector. Perhaps I appreciate that. In its place, as a servant of the state. You are a good servant of the state, Lohmann.
I try to do my job.
Also not the question I asked. You know why you are here?
No.
Well, this is about criminal murder.
Is there any other kind of murder, sir?
You are right. There is judicial execution and there is murder. The two are different. Who judges the difference? You know the answer to that, Loman. You knew it tonight when you killed Von Glauber.
Von Glauber had murdered a youth and attacked me. It was a matter of self-defense.
You say so? At this time, I accept that. You see, I am the judge. I am the entire judiciary now, Loman, for the entire Reich! You understand that?
I'm beginning to.
You will understand it fully. And remember it. So, this is about three murders, Loman. Party members, good party members. Also old comrades, all killed in the last 2 weeks. Strangled, the three of them.
Your pardon, Führer, Garotte.
Whatever! Now, these men were not high-ranking party members, but they were good men, comrades. From the old days in Munich. Someone has perpetrated a criminal act. And we know nothing. Despite investigation by the SD and the Gestapo.
Surely they've come up with something.
Nothing. Which is why you are here. Details of these crimes Heydrich will give you. I want the murderer found. You will find him, woman. That is all. You will report to me through Heydrich.
This is understood, Führer.
You have complete authority in this matter, Loman. I have prepared a document which will give you such authority. You have questions?
Is it possible these men were killed, perhaps accidentally, by those who carried out the recent executions of a number of SA men?
Did your people blunder, Heydrich? There were blunders.
Not in this case, Führer.
To be sure of these things, Loman. There are times one has to do everything oneself. Or find the right man. In this case, yourself. Now, I wish this assassin to be apprehended.
To stand trial by due process.
I am the due process in Germany today. Understand that. And the man must be taken to be questioned. If possible. Here is your letter of authorization. It gives you considerable power. That is all.
Heil Hitler!
The bearer is on the business of the Führer and Reichschancellor of the Reich. He is to be granted, without question, every aid and facility. He is permitted to travel anywhere and to detain anyone in pursuance of his mission. He must be frightened. Old party members? Perhaps he's on the killer's list.
Signed by Adolf Hitler, Reichschancellor. Quite a document you have, Loman.
Like being given a pass by God to control the universe.
It must seem so. You were impressed by the Führer?
Underwhelmed, perhaps.
Yes, he is rather an anticlimax. But he has the ability to select men for particular tasks. Oh, you can make a name for yourself here, my dear fellow.
I have to catch a murderer first. But for now...
Now, the files on the two previous murders will be sent to your office at once. I am now taking you and Zoller to the scene of the last murder. Zoller will work with you as my liaison.
I'm used to my own people.
Are they already at the scene? I'm only asking that you take Captain Zoller to, well, to keep me au fait with developments. Do this for me, Loman. It will help us circumvent the damned bureaucratic idiocies we've created.
Victim is one Karl Bruckner, age 32, protege of Goering, now in the party secretariat. Was also for a short time a naval officer. This is his apartment.
You've been busy. Oh, this is Captain Zoller, who'll be working with us. Sergeant Reiner.
Sergeant?
Go in, Zoller. Make yourself at home beside the corpse.
SS. Why are icicles forming at the base of my spine? Their telegraphic address should be Death's Head Berlin.
Rigor mortis is setting in throughout the country. He's Heydrich's man. Tell me more about Bruckner.
Minor party bureaucrat, garrotted, sometime earlier this evening. Not robbery, nothing missing, according to his housekeeper. She lived in, elderly woman. Bruckner was unmarried.
Unmarried?
But normal. According to the housekeeper, quite a ladies' man. Confirmed by the neighbours.
You've been busy.
When you're called out by the SS, you get busy. All those black uniforms, very depressing.
Go on.
Well, Bruckner was apparently sitting on an armchair. Somebody came behind him, whipped a length of rope round his neck and twisted a piece of wood attached to the rope.
The Spanish used to execute people that way.
I thought the Spanish were a romantic crowd.
There have been two other killings by the same method in the last 2 weeks.
You mean there's a mad Spaniard running around the city? We should have seen reports on this.
They were kept from us. On the highest authority.
By Hydrick? Or maybe?
Higher. As high as you can get.
Hitler.
Who found Bruckner?
The housekeeper. Frau Wesson. Evening off. She'd been at the cinema. Came back and found him.
I have known Herr Bruckner since he was a boy. I was a maid in Halle to his mother. A good man.
He never married.
He was looking for the right girl.
He looked quite extensively.
Why shouldn't he? He was without obligation.
He had enemies.
I should not say. I'm an old woman. I have no one. No one but my cats.
You're afraid. He had some powerful enemy.
I have not said that.
Frau Essen, I am Inspector Lohmann, in charge of this investigation. There is someone concerned who is more powerful than any enemy Herr Bruckner may have had. I have in my pocket a letter signed by Adolf Hitler. Now, will you please tell me?
Herr Bruckner had an argument over a woman. An actress. No, a singer. Her name is Lise. Lise Lusander. He brought her here several times. Overnight. Then this man appeared. And there was a terrible row. Over Fräulein Lusander. With this man. An important man.
His name?
Please, you will not say I told you. It was Goebbels. Herr Joseph Goebbels.
First Hitler, now Goebbels. I'm going home. Get a couple of hours' sleep.
Thought you might be. I've laid on a driver. Wouldn't want you driving into a lamppost.
When you're finished here, do the same. But I want medical, fingerprint and interview reports on my desk by midday. Oh, and keep Sola here with you. I don't want SS men in my hair.
I'll not thank you for that, sir. What the housekeeper said about Goebbels. Looks as if you may need that letter from the Führer.
You mean the Reich Chancellor? That title he is unfortunately entitled to. I don't like the word Führer. Oh, God. I think I'm getting too old for this profession.
By the time it's over, I'll be at least as old as you. Sir, I'll get the car.
I don't think you've driven me before. Name?
Conrad, sir. Helmut Conrad. Detective Second Class Motor Pool.
Why did you become a policeman, Conrad?
I could say because I believed it was my duty to preserve the rule of law, sir.
You could, but you're not saying that.
Well, there were two reasons. I had no work, and I wanted to drive cars, which I couldn't afford.
You could have become a taxi driver?
I tried, but there are too many, so it was the police or nothing.
And you don't believe in the rule of law?
Oh, I do, sir. But it's difficult when this government doesn't believe in it. Perhaps I shouldn't have said that, sir.
You shouldn't, but it's true. And I didn't hear you say it. Look, I think you can drop me here. I'll walk the rest of the way.
Drop you here, sir? We're so wise. Not a very nice district. The waste ground over there, the down and out sleep there.
I know. That's why I want to be here. These are the people who know everything that goes on in Berlin.
You'll be all right, sir.
Oh, yes. I'm a figure of fear to most of these people. Good night, Conrad.
Hey, you! Got a plane to spare for an old soldier.
You were never an old soldier, Orbach. You were in Dortmund prison throughout the war.
Who the hell do you think you are? Well, I know who you are. It's Herr Lohmann, isn't it? Well, don't blame a man for trying, Herr Lohmann.
It's not the begging, Orbach. It's the cosh you'll have in your hand if I was stupid enough to give you a pfennig.
Cat's eyes you've got, Inspector. See in the dark you can. You know I wouldn't thump you.
But any other poor soul who happened to be passing, you would. Who's that with you?
Only a little Bertel, Herr Inspector.
Oh, the little man with a knife.
I only carry it to pare apples.
Paring people, more like. You haven't eaten an apple in your life. Are there any stories recently, either of you?
What kind of stories, Herr Lohmann?
Murder stories. Three of them. A man called Bruckner, tonight. And two others.
There'd be something sweet, if he could tell you anything.
Of course there would. Herr Lohmann's a generous man. Tonight, I... Early days, we can listen to the whispers.
For cash money, we can even ask. Who was this Bruckner?
Party secretariat. Not very high up.
Oh. One of them.
We wouldn't know nothing about that. No, we wouldn't.
No, he's right. Have to go now, Herr Lohmann. Of course, if we hear. But we won't. No, we won't.
You wouldn't know where I could find Willie Kopfer, the blind man.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes? Who is that?
You won't remember me. It is Herr Lohmann, isn't it?
I'm Lohmann. Do I know you?
Oh. I used to have a bookshop in Prince Albrechtstrasse. You were just a young policeman there. You came in to buy law books from me, always studying you were.
I remember you. Yes, I do. Herr Merovitz.
Yes.
Why are you here?
Oh, I'm staying alive. You see, I lost my bookshop.
But how?
Oh, I'm a Jew. The Nazis destroyed my business. Well, it's good to see you again, Herr Lohmann. I must go.
Hey, wait. Herr Merovitz. How do you manage to live?
Oh, I dine from their dustbins. Goodbye.
Please. Perhaps I can help.
Frau Anton, you still up?
It's me, Father.
What are you doing up at this hour?
Hungry? I could make breakfast for both of us.
It'll be supper for me. Never mind. I'll settle for coffee.
It shall be done, distinguished parent. Tell me about your night. Any nice gruesome murders?
You have an unhealthy mind.
You have an unhealthy job. Anyway, you know I like detective stories. Who's killed who and what clues have you found?
Oh, God. Children.
Well, aren't you lucky you've only got one? And it's me. Oh, come on, Papa. Spill the beans.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's what they say in the cinema. Well, you should know that. Sergeant Reiner knows it. He's mad about the cinema.
I shall have to speak to him about that. Look, you've got school in a couple of hours.
I know. And if Mother was alive, I wouldn't be allowed up at this time. But she's not. Or she'd be making you coffee. Anyway, I hardly ever see you, and you should know a housekeeper is no substitute for a parent.
You've got away with that one too often. All right, you can stay up until I finish my coffee.
So, tell me about your night.
Very dark. As always.
Father.
Well, I was summoned to the Reich Chancellery by invitation.
You were? Oh, the chief of police again, old neighbour.
Higher up. High as you can get.
No. Did you meet the Führer?
I met Hitler.
You actually met him, the Führer? Wait until I tell the girls at school.
No.
Was he wonderful? He must have been wonderful. That voice, those blue eyes. He has blue eyes. Zoni Hoffman told us that. She met him once, years ago. She said he was marvelous.
Stop it. Just stop that. First, you will tell no one.
Oh, Papa, what's the use of you meeting him if I can't tell anyone about
it? You will do as I say. Also, he is not wonderful.
It's not fair. Unless it's a state secret. Is that it, a state secret?
That's it exactly.
But you can tell me. Was he impressive?
He was rather like a mean little commercial traveller I arrested once in Leipzig for false pretences.
You're joking.
Also, he shouts.
But he's the spirit of the new Germany.
I prefer the old Germany. And I don't like this dreck they're feeding you at school about the new Germany.
But it's true. It's our country. We should... We should be proud of the Reich. You of all people should be proud.
Of what? Of books being burnt? Political opponents disappearing? And what happened to your friend, Sophie Leibovitz? She was expelled from school.
She was a Jew.
So? She was a Jew when she was your best friend.
Yes, but... Well, they were responsible for everything, for losing the war.
I believe the Allies had something to do with it.
Our armies were betrayed at home, stabbed in the back by the Jews and the Bolsheviks.
Where did that myth come from?
Herr Moos, our history teacher, told us. Well, he must know. He's a teacher.
He's also a party member and a fool. I was there, Anna, in the mud.
So was Hitler.
And he lies about it easily.
I'm supposed to tell Herr Moos when I hear things like that.
You're supposed to what?
I wouldn't do that, Papa. I wouldn't do that to you, but that's what they say. The good German reports anybody who speaks against the state and the Führer.
We have names for people like that in the police force. Informers, we call them. At least they inform against other criminals. Oh. Go to bed, Anna. Go to bed.
But if someone breaks the law, surely they should be...
Breaking the law is one thing. Free speech and opinion is another. And no crime. Not yet. Not in this house. Now go. I've had enough of the new Germany for one night. Go to bed, for God's sake.
The first victim was Franz Rudig, ex-naval officer. Was working in the documentation branch of the civil authority. Widower, wiped out of influenza after the war. Garrotted in his living room. Next, Karl Preuss, accountant, party records section. Preuss has a wife who discovered his body, also garrotted. You listening, Chief?
Yeah, I'm listening. Did you know schoolchildren are being asked to report anybody in the family who speaks against the government?
Wonder they have time to do their schoolwork. Anna? I wouldn't worry. She's only 15, but she's intelligent. She'll see through them. Still, I'm glad Elbra and I haven't got kids.
Never mind. Let's get on. What next?
I interviewed Frau Preuss this morning. She seemed more indignant than sorry when she found her husband's body.
Indignant?
As if... How dare anyone murder her husband and disturb her routine? 20th century Brunhilde, that one. Ice cold. Said she'd been married to Preuss for 10 years and still she didn't like him. Apparently, he had no enemies and his friends didn't like him either.
Did she give any reason for a dislike of her husband?
She showed me. Took me into his hobby room. He collected things.
Well, that's not a crime. What did he collect?
Everything. Stamps, butterflies, cigarette cards, coins. Oh, yeah. And locked away quite a selection of pornography, all neatly documented. She thought it was obscene. Not the porno, just the meticulous collecting of artifacts. Made her love turn to jealousy of small artifacts. She considered he had the mind of a peasant.
Why marry him?
She met him in a town called Halle. She was on holiday and there were only two prospects in sight. Both were naval officers. She might have chosen the other one, only she heard he was a Jew. A premature anti-Semite. So she married Preuss. An act of desperation, a last chance. Been regretting it ever since.
That's it?
Pretty much. No sign of a break-in. Like the others, he must have let his killer in.
This is what we do. Put Werner and Meister on Preuss, Inspector Krause and Holtz on Rudig.
And us?
We concentrate on Bruckner's killing. Which means you meet me at the Café Romanesche tonight at 8 o'clock.
Why the Café Romanesche?
I do my homework too, Sergeant. Lise Lysander is singing cabaret at the Café Romanesche.
Bruckner's piece?
His lady friend. Also the lady friend of Dr. Paul Joseph Goebbels.
You could get into trouble, Chief.
With a bit of luck. But have you thought? With Hitler's letter, I'm one of the most powerful men in Germany.
For how long?
Go and do some work. I want every informer in this city questioned. Every whisper, every rumour that might connect with these killings is to be reported to this office.
It's in the machinery. What are you going to do?
Read these damn reports. You're getting insolent, Reiner.
I'll get it from you, Chief. Nasty train.
Out. Oh, we'd better take Zola with us tonight.
In that uniform, he'll frighten the natives.
Tell him to wear a suit, if he has one. Tomorrow he can work with Krause and Holtz. Get him out of our hair.
By the way, Holtz wants to see you.
Then don't just stand there. Bring me a copy and Detective Holtz.
At once, Führer.
Beg to report, Inspector. Regarding instructions to interview known informers.
Go on.
A man called Werthel
bookseller in the Mundstrasse.
I know him. Esoteric literature, that's what he calls it.
Witchcraft, astrology, that kind of thing.
With an equally esoteric stock of pornography.
The man has proved useful in the past with information. He actually knew Carl Bruckner, the third victim. Bruckner had been in Berthel's shop twice.
Recently?
Within the last 2 weeks. He said he was looking for a certain astrologist, a Dr. Gisavius.
Therefore knew of this man, Gisavius?
He had known him. So-called consultant astrologer. All these crackpots know each other. Verthel told Bruckner he'd lost touch with Gisavius. Bruckner left him a few marks with instructions to try to find the man's address.
Did Verthel find the address?
No, but he sold Bruckner a book by Gisavius on popular astrology. Bruckner thought he might get Gisavius's address from the publisher.
Right. First check Bruckner's apartment, see if you can find the book. If not, check the Berlin State Library. Find the publisher and you may just find this Dr. Gisavius's address.
I should then interview him.
You should report to me with the address. Don't go near the man. I don't want your SS affiliations frightening him away. Now do that, and good work, Holtz.
Thank you, sir.
Schnapps for me. Sergeant Reiner will have a lager, and I think the same for Captain Zoller. I'm sorry, Zolly. You and Reiner have to keep clear heads. Let's stay over here at the bar just for the moment.
One schnapps, two lagers. This place will not be open long. It stinks of decadence.
You'll have experience of that, Captain Zoller. I wouldn't say it out loud. In case you haven't noticed, the gentleman in the alcove is Reich Minister Goebbels with two of his men.
Oh, permit me, gentlemen. I'm Franz Laney, the manager of the Club Romanish. You are Inspector Lohmann. The drinks are on the house. Welcome to the club, Inspector.
I see I'm not the only celebrity here tonight, here, Laney.
Oh, the Reich Minister. Incognito, Inspector. Oh, that someone was looking for you, Inspector. Asked if you were in the club, but you're not the type I could admit.
He had leprosy.
You have to forgive my Sergeant Lenny. He has a twisted sense of humour. This man, he gave a name.
Oh, no name. He's like a tramp and blind, white stick, selling balloons.
Billy Kopfer. Carries messages from Müller.
Müller? Who is Müller?
You haven't been doing your homework, Zoller. Erwin Müller is behind every crooked deal, every big robbery in your fair city.
No doubt the blind man will find me in time. Meanwhile, Herr Lenny, I would like to see Fräulein Lysander.
Oh, that may not be possible, you see, with Dr. Goebbels.
I think you'll find we have priority. Please inform her we'll be in her dressing room shortly.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Club Romanesia. I am Ferdy, your master of ceremonies.
He's my master of ceremonies, Ferdy Van. It's very humorous. You watch. I'll speak to Fraulein Lysander. Excuse me.
Never mind, the food's good. We serve great Bavarian hams here. There's a party of them sitting over there. We used to serve the filterfish and mussels too, but they're on holiday at Dachau.
There's a strong rumor this man is Jewish. You would know.
One of them has a club foot. His lady friends say they can always hear him coming. Even with both feet on the bed.
Oh, the fool! I told him not to use that material. Not with Goebbels here.
Living dangerously.
It's his last night here. It's probably his last night anywhere.
Even the club footed. Fräulein Lys Lysander.
The Rush Minister isn't too happy. It's two bully boys ailing backstage.
So are we. Wait here, Zola.
Please, Inspector, Fräulein Lysander will see you after her song. No trouble, please.
Trouble? We're the police. We stop trouble.
With humor. Satire.
That's funny. Let's do it again.
Leave him alone.
Phoenix! Who the hell are you? Jew lovers?
Criminal police. This is Inspector Lohmann.
This little yid insulted Reich Minister Goebbels.
I'm broken hearted. My commiserations to the Reich Minister. Now get out of here.
You'll hear more of this, policeman.
Reiner, take care of him.
Right.
Hey, Inspector. Ferdy was to catch the 11 o'clock train to Vienna. He'd have been out of all this.
Reiner, get a taxi. Make sure he catches that train.
You'll catch it, Inspector.
Thank you, gentlemen. Your mensch.
You, Herr Lenny. Show me Lisa Lusander's dressing room. She should be off shortly.
You give me the man who does the thing, does the thing to me.
Identify you, please.
Lohmann, criminal police, investigating the murder of Karl Bruckner. Please shut the door, Fräulein Lusander.
You were the one who helped Ferdy next door.
We're paid to keep the peace.
But he will not have finished with Ferdy.
He?
Josef, Dr. Goebbels. His men will go after Ferdy.
Ferdy man will be on the train to Vienna tonight.
Thank God.
Now, Fräulein, may we talk about your friend Karl Bruckner? He was your good friend.
If you mean did I sleep with him? Yes. Now ask me about Goebbels. Yes, I slept with him too. I still do. When he feels like it.
How do you feel about it?
I have no feelings. I want to be able to live.
Did Goebbels know about Bruckner?
These people know about everything. Why do you think Karl is dead? And don't pretend you can arrest him. He's a Reichsminister, one of the Führer's right hands. Is that what you are, Inspector Lohmann? Another right hand?
I have a letter that says so. You think Goebbels killed Bruckner?
Of course. But I'll deny I ever said so. You see this bruise on my shoulder?
Nasty. One of Goebbels' propaganda messages.
I'm lucky. He had Karl strangled.
I don't think so. Not unless you were sleeping with two other gentlemen. Preuss and Rudig.
I've never heard of them. You don't believe he killed Karl?
I don't think he had to. Warning Bruckner off, that would have been enough. Just as he warned you off, with that bruise.
If you believe that, why are you here?
You were close to Bruckner. Did he have enemies?
No more than anyone else. None that I knew of, except Goebbels. The doctor doesn't like competition.
So you gave up Bruckner?
For his own sake, as well as mine. What was Karl? A little man with no power in the party. Against Goebbels, he was nowhere. And he could have ended up somewhere like Dachau. That will be him, the Reichsminister.
Thank you for your help, Fräulein.
Wait. A minute, darling. You wouldn't like to visit me later at my apartment. He will be gone by midnight.
Thank you for the invitation, but I'm sorry.
I'm afraid to be on my own. Isn't that stupid? I've been on my own all my life.
Everybody's on their own these days.
One thing, then. Karl, he was involved in something. I don't know what, but he expected to get hold of money, a great deal of money. I know nothing more than that.
Thank you, anyway.
Evening. Lohmann, isn't it? Criminal police?
Dr. Goebbels, I believe. Propaganda ministry.
Good evening, Lise. This man has been bothering you.
No, no, not at all.
I think you believe yourself to be more important than you are, Inspector Lohmann.
Normally I don't, but this time I have it in writing, Herr Doctor.
I suggest you enjoy it while it lasts. Good night.
Hello, ma'am.
Billy Kopfer.
I've been looking for you, Herr Lohmann. Now, isn't that stupid? A blind man looking for someone.
I sometimes wonder. Are you really blind, Billy?
Only my eyes, Inspector. I see beautifully with every other sense. Muller wants to see you as soon as possible.
Now? Climb into the car. I think I'd better drive.
By the canal. At Oberstrasse. Big, empty warehouse.
So, you run messages for the big man.
Why not? Messages aren't crimes. And he pays me. Go right through the door at the end of the warehouse.
You're not coming.
It's dark in there. I might fall over something. Good night, Inspector.
Come in, Lohmann. Very luxurious. Good to see you. Especially in my place of business rather than yours.
Aren't you living dangerously, inviting me here?
Not for a farewell drink with an old adversary. You see, it's over, Inspector. I'm no longer your... what should we say? Quarry? I leave tomorrow for Rio de Janeiro, retired, a pensioner.
You're not claiming a state pension, I hope.
You think the Nazis would give me one? Huh? Whiskey? Gin? Schnapps? Vodka?
Schnapps will be fine.
Yes, I'm getting out. That's a pity, perhaps, but I've done well enough.
I had a good organization.
We're not perfect. At times you were so close you were breathing down my neck, but it was good.
It was good.
Twice you nearly broke me. The Augsburg robbery and at Potsdam in 31.
I was looking forward to putting you away, Muller.
Too many dishonest policemen. I have enough for the rest of my days, if I live with frugal extravagance. Also, I could have stayed on under the rule of law, but now another kind of villain has taken over. Soon no more rule of law.
When the lunatics take over the asylum.
Exactly. No place for an honest criminal anymore. These people, the party, they wouldn't bother trying to prove I'm guilty of anything. They'd simply shoot me.
Is this why you wanted to see me? To say goodbye? Goodbye, Muller.
You try to be a cold man, my friend, but I hear otherwise. From Madame Kitty. 2 years after your wife died, one of her girls, Friendship? Lucy, isn't it?
You hide in the beds, too.
I have contacts, even in the Gestapo. Did you know Kaltenbrunner installed listening devices in every one of Madame Kitty's bedrooms? Oh, Kitty had no choice, either accept or the Gestapo would close her down. You didn't know, did you? Himmler, you see, believes knowledge is power.
I'll bear it in mind.
And bear this in mind, too. These murders you're investigating, no future in them for you. You find the truth, you're a dead man. You don't, the Fuhrer will no longer love you.
You know something about these killings?
I'm no pigeon, Norman. I open my mouth, I won't be safe, even in Rio.
You don't open your mouth, you won't get to Rio.
I'm looking forward to the sea voyage. I used to be in the Navy, you know. I like the water.
I could take you in now.
No, not from here. I have associates, large associates.
My office, then. Tomorrow morning. Be there. Or the only water you'll see will be in a prison piss house.
You can't hold me or stop me getting out.
You forget. No rule of law, except Hitler's.
You used to be a straight cop.
I use the machinery to hand. Be there, Muller, or there'll be no boat. I could even send the blind man to look for you.
You may have to. I don't feel suicidal. But I'll give you another clue. Look for the common factor. You'll see yourself out.
That's him. Get him. Loman, a message for you. Got it. So as you know not to go too far.
Mr. Loman?
God!
What hit you?
Two of them. There's only a small amount of pain. Could you call Madame Kitty?
They were experts. You should be in hospital.
Too many questions. And I'm working. Where am I?
The end bedroom.
Is it wired for sound?
You know about that. No, not this room. We use it when any of the girls are unwell. I'll call my doctor.
I haven't got a social disease, Kitty. Just some bruises.
At least you're not pregnant. I telephoned your Sergeant Reiner. He's coming to collect you in the morning. Said to tell you the little man caught the Vienna train.
Good. And?
I telephoned your home. Told your housekeeper you'd be working all night. Don't worry, I didn't tell her you were passing the night at Madame Kitty's. She might misunderstand. Anything else I can do?
Make sure I'm in my office by 8.
Nothing else? A little orgy with my girls? Or have you had enough sadomasochism for one night? Anyway, you have a visitor. I'll leave you two.
Lemon? You're right.
Occupational hazard. I have mine. You have yours. How are you, Lucy?
Oh, still a working girl. You're shivering.
I'm cold. Normal reaction. What are you doing?
I'm going to keep you warm. Move over. Eventually someone will kill you. You know that.
Occupational hazard. I have mine. You have yours. You should get out of here.
You'll ask me next time I got into the game.
I've never asked you that. How did you?
What story do you want? The poor country girl seduced by the Prussian landowner? The shop girl who lost her job in the Depression? Or I'm just naturally a nymphomaniac?
All right. But now you should get out of Berlin.
Why? I'm a Berliner.
It's different now. The rats are taking over.
So what's new? You would take me out of Berlin?
In time, why not?
You'd take me. And your daughter? You forget, Lerman. I'm a whore. What would your wife have said?
She died. You know that. A long time ago.
That's no answer. Would you like a whore to take her place?
I'm asking you, Lucy, what you do, what you had to do, not my business.
Too easy.
Me? I've killed people.
Not when you had to. When your life was threatened.
I wonder. Was it always necessary? Did I begin to take it for granted that I had the right to kill? Judge and jury all in one. Inspector Lohmann. Maybe I was beginning to enjoy it. I almost did last night.
No, not you. That's not you. The law. You always said there has to be the law.
Used to be the law. They're taking that away from us now. What are they putting in its place? Secrets first. Then legalized murder is here. And official theft. There's a Jew with a nice house. Break his windows, beat him up, chase him away and take the house. If he won't go away, lock him up. Lucy, the people I used to arrest, they're the law now.
You believe this and you still go on?
Because I don't know anything else. Maybe because I keep myself and can keep it right. Look, in time, I'd go. Find a place and get out. And you must come with me.
Must? How is your daughter, Lohmann?
She's learning bad habits. National socialist habits. They're clever, you know. Get to the kids before you get to the adults. They're getting to Anna. Oh, I want to stop them. I have to stop them. I have to get her out. I have to get all of us. I have to.
Shh, now rest. That's right. Go to sleep.
I can't sleep. Nights I can't sleep. Like living on the edge of something I can't even see.
Orders, Lohmann. Sleep. You have to get up early. So have I. We've got our livings to earn. Your sergeant will be calling for you first thing in the morning.
God, you look like death. Only, maybe not as good looking.
Car here.
Parked across the road. Not a good thing to park an official vehicle outside Madame Kitty's.
You're a prude, Reiner. Help me into my jacket.
I'm no prude, but the Nazis are. New rules aren't much different from the old. Do anything you like, only don't be seen to be doing it.
The party has extended the range of permissible activities. You can beat up and kill people now, and they don't mind being seen doing it.
Maybe we're getting too old, sir.
You are, Reiner. I'm just getting beaten up more often. Come on, take me to the car. Let Kitty know I'm away and give her my thanks.
I already did that. Zola's waiting outside in the car.
That hardly adds to my enjoyment of the morning. Oh, be careful. That bruise aches.
Any idea who did it?
I had an idea you'd already have arrested them. Now, there are a couple of old grudges. All the brown shirts thought I looked Jewish.
Hitler would have noticed when he saw him.
Hitler looks more Jewish than I do, and I hope the Jude will forgive me for that thought.
Here we are. Careful.
It was a fussy rider. They didn't actually cripple me. You know, I do believe I know who did it. Those two thugs of Goebbels.
I thought of that. So I paid them a visit before I came here. Their photos were in police files, with names and addresses.
So what did you do?
They weren't at home. But I left them each a present.
What kind of present?
Remember that pile of Communist Party membership cards that were confiscated in Cologne?
Mm-hmm.
I took two, filled in their names, and left one in each flat. Then I made an anonymous phone call to Gestapo. He caught us.
You didn't.
Let them explain that away to Hitler. He'll love getting something on Goebbels, boys. All before I picked up the good Captain Zola. Watch the stairs.
I know these stairs well enough.
I should confess to such familiarity with Madame Kitty's stairs. Doesn't go well with the Lutheran image.
You need disciplining, Reiner. You're becoming too confident. Get me into that car. I told Muller my office, 8 o'clock.
Not his fault he won't be there. He was grotted sometime after you left. Not nice.
Muller's no loss. Another gangster less.
Yes, Zola. We have plenty more. Let's get to the office. Look for the common factor, that's what Muller said. Go through their records, everything. Fine comb. What else? Report to Colonel Heydrich.
He wants to see you before he goes to Nuremberg.
Oh, I forgot about Nuremberg. Gives us a breathing space, unless our killer's gone to the rally. What else?
Holtz is outside again.
Bring him in. He'll make a detective yet.
Holtz!
God, Inspector. Your face is bruised.
I bumped it against a fist. What have you got?
She saved us his address. I found his publisher.
Written it down? Good. Give it to me. Reiner, you come with me. Holtz, you and Zola go through the files. Look for the common factor. Reiner, drive me home. I want a clean suit before we visit Heydrich and Gisavius.
Your face! What happened to you, Papa?
I was clumsy as usual. Why are you wearing that uniform?
Hitler Youth?
I don't like it.
I think it's rather good. Quite stylish.
The devil has the best uniforms. Don't ever wear it in front of me again. And you never told me you'd joined.
Everybody joined. I had to. We all had to. I told you weeks ago. You never listen.
I'm still not listening. Now, take it off.
I can't. I have a meeting. On parade, 3 o'clock, to pick those going to the rally at Nuremberg.
Not you.
But if I'm chosen?
Don't be. You might like it. Would you like to go on holiday with me?
Oh, yes. Yes, I would. Are we going on holiday? When?
Perhaps very soon.
Missing school. I'd like that.
Hold on to that thought. Now, I have to change my clothes. I'm seeing Colonel Heydrich.
Ah, come in, Lohmann. Oh, you're soaked. I'm getting ready to go to Nuremberg.
I hear it's going to be quite a production.
Yes, if you want to put it that way. Frau Riefenstahl is filming it. It should be interesting. You have a bruised face.
It lends character to the job.
How goes the investigation?
It goes quite well.
How well?
We've been looking for a man called Gisavius.
Gisavius?
Gisavius.
Interesting name. He is involved.
He may lead us to whoever is involved.
Ah, yes. Do you like my apartment?
Swedish furniture. Different.
Very Aryan. So, who killed our people?
Very white furniture. Ah. What's that? Who is the killer? I don't know. Yet.
Oh, the Führer wants an answer.
I'm still trying to find the question.
But you will?
Oh, yes.
Soon?
In time.
Of course, and I will know.
You will know.
Well, carry on.
I will. My sergeant's waiting. We receive this man, Gisevius.
Good, good. Yes. Now, I shall await results.
This rain's going to ruin my suit.
It's down the alley, Chief. It's the blind man.
By a balloon, Herr Lohmann?
How do you do it? How do you know?
You have an aura, Inspector. Not such a healthy one these days.
Perhaps you can see.
With what? You see? No eyes.
I see.
And now you know I don't. Take me into a doorway, out of the rain.
Over there.
I heard I lost part of my income last night. Somebody embraced Muller with a rope. Poor man, he'll never see Rio now.
Well, that was on the cards. He wouldn't know who killed him.
I could hardly be expected to give you a description. A handsome man, I'm sure.
How can you say that?
They're all handsome to me. And the women are beautiful, in my head. Such a crowded head, so full of people. Another one now. Herr Gisevius.
You know we're going to talk to him.
Of course. I always keep ahead of you, Inspector.
I shall have to talk to you about that sometime.
I shall have to listen to you sometime. But for now, you should move quickly. You're not the only one looking for Gisevius.
Who else is?
I see a dark stranger. But then I'm always seeing them. I should hurry, though. Yes, I should.
What do you want?
Gisevius. Criminal police, let us in.
I'm his friend, Paula Coleman. He's not well. Your second caller this morning. He was out when the other man came.
Who was he?
Who knows? Dark man. Said he'd be back.
I shouldn't have wasted time going home.
It's the police, Hans.
You are Hans Albrecht, Gisevius?
I am he. Doctor of Astrology. Don't tell me the police wish to consult the stars. I think you'd better leave us, Paula.
Let us stay. Hans Gisevius, 2 years imprisonment, Hamburg, 1927. Demanding money with menaces from one Afrom Hersheimer.
A misunderstanding.
Blackmail? Who was misunderstood?
It was a difficult time. You understand, Paula.
You don't have to explain to me, Hans.
We want you to explain to us what you know about the murder of Karl Bruckner.
Never heard of him.
Or Preuss. Or Rudig.
Bruckner knew you. He was looking for you before he was killed.
Hans! All right. All right. Paula is nervous about the law. I knew Bruckner. Yes, he came to me for a reading. Wanted to know what the stars foretold.
Don't waste my time, Gisevius. I'm not a client. A mug to be conned. Bruckner was a hard-nosed party man. He wasn't a believer in your kind of magic. And I, Gisevius, I'm a steel-nosed policeman. Tell me what Bruckner wanted.
I can't.
Leave him alone. He's not well.
He's afraid, and he has cause to be. It's on your record. You were in the Navy, weren't you?
Until the blackmail business.
Somebody said to me, look for the common factor. You, Bruckner, Preuss, Rudig, all in the Navy, right?
Yes. I knew them in the Navy.
And before that?
You know that.
I didn't. But I do now. From your record, you were born in Halle and Azala.
I say anything. I'm a dead man already.
Can't you see he's terrified?
He has cause. His only chance is to talk to me. What did Bruckner want?
No more. I'm ill. To be sick.
Go with him, Reiner. He may just try to climb out of the lavatory window. You were here when Bruckner called?
Some other time. I only heard some of it.
What did you hear? Fräulein, it's in his interest. Tell me and we might be able to save him.
He only wanted to get enough money to get out of Germany, to get me out.
Why should you want to get out?
Because I'm a Jewess. There. Now you can arrest me.
I have no wish to arrest you. But the only way I can help you is if I know why Bruckner came here.
I'll tell you all I heard. He knew Bruckner. They all came from the same town. Near Leipzig, and they all joined the Navy together. old comrades. That's what they said. Five of them.
Five of them?
It was so. Gisavius gave Bruckner an address. I don't know why. But Bruckner said there would be money in it. For all of them. Money and promotion, that's what he said. Bruckner went off to the address. And now you tell us he's been murdered.
He's almost passed out. I put him in the bedroom. If you can call it a bedroom.
Right. You wait here with him. In case the other caller returns. You might even catch our man, Reiner.
And you?
Fräulein Kormann is going to give me the address Gisavius gave to Bruckner. Isn't that so, Fräulein?
It was the synagogue at Wannsee. Excuse me.
What would Bruckner want at a synagogue?
I have to find out when I get there. Meanwhile, have you a gun?
Yeah.
You may need it. Gisavius is almost certainly the next victim.
Funny thing he said back in the bedroom. He said only the Führer could save him now. Why would he say that?
You want something?
I'm a police officer. What's happened here?
Police officer. And he's asking what's happened. Where was you when you were needed?
I'm sorry, I know nothing of this.
Nothing he knows already. 3 days since they break in into this Brunch, as they call themselves. Call it, so I call them.
I'd like to speak to the rabbi.
For a rabbi, you have to have a synagogue. This is a synagogue. For a synagogue, you have to have the Torah. They come in here with the brown shirts. They destroy the Torah. God forgive them. Which is why I am scrubbing the floor.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm the rabbi. You'll have to forgive Sarah, sir. She has her sadness. It goes with her scrubbing bucket. Can I help you?
Lohmann, criminal police. Ah. Investigating the murder of one Karl Bruckner.
Bruckner? Bruckner? Ah, a man came to see me some 2 weeks ago with the name of Bruckner. Murdered, you say? Oh, that's terrible. Come to my study and we talk, yes? Ah, demanding man here, Bruckner. He demands to see these very synagogue records. Fortunately, the vandals who desecrated the synagogue left the records untouched.
These are the records Bruckner wanted to see?
The very ones. He was trying to trace a Jewish family from the district. In this volume, he seemed to find what he was looking for. Please, examine. Births, marriages, bar mitzvahs, deaths. A period ending in... here. 1904.
Yes. Yes, here, the family Zeus.
Huh?
These notes. I can't quite make them out.
Oh, the old rabbi Mosevitz. His shorthand, you might say. This means the bride was a Shiksa, a Gentile marrying a Jew of this temple, but she converted.
And this?
The daughter of the marriage. Now, this daughter, she in turn marries a Gentile, not here, civil ceremony, and then they move away to Hala under Zala.
And the daughter is no longer Jewish.
Inspector, to us, a Jew is always a Jew. Also to the National Socialists, a Jew is always a Jew. Also here, there, a son is born in 1904. Even though they seem to have abandoned Israel, Mosevich, he keeps note. Will you take a glass of tea, Inspector?
The son, of course. Yes. I think I'm going to need a glass of tea. Thank you. Thank you for your trouble, sir. You've been very helpful.
Oh, it's not trouble. Trouble we have plenty of.
Gunshot, get down.
What is it?
From over there. Zola! What the hell?
I regret. I have to kill you, Inspector. And, of course, the Jew.
Of course. You would. Pity you missed. Makes it more difficult.
But essential now.
Oh, with a gun in the temple is desecration.
It's all Sarah. Get down, woman!
She's hit him with a bucket.
You too, with a gun. You have shot him.
I'm entitled, Frau Sarah. I'm a police officer.
And you killed him. Otherwise, he would have killed us. You know him?
The late Captain Sola, State Security, and SS. Thank you.
We're taking the body away now, Inspector. By the way, we found this in his pocket. A piece of wood and a length of rope.
So now we know who garrotted our victims. No word of this to get out, Werner.
We'll take him to Vansea Station. Unidentified assassin.
Hold the body unidentified for as long as you can. Meanwhile, I have to contact Sergeant Reiner. Reiner! Reiner, where are you?
Here, Chief.
With a bloody sore head.
All right. What happened?
Gisavius hit me when I wasn't looking. And took off like a rat with a cat off.
You'll not catch him now.
So, he left you behind, Fräulein. Where did he go?
You expect me to tell you?
He's running toward his own death. I just might be able to save him.
You would say that. I think I believe you. He's gone to Nuremberg. He thinks he'll be all right if he speaks to Hitler.
He'll never get close. Come on, Reiner. You've got relatives abroad, Reiner.
Yeah, my brother. In America.
You're going to collect your wife, your bank balance, and head for Paris. And you're taking my daughter with you. After that, you go to America.
I wasn't planning it, but if you say so.
Kitty, I'm leaving Berlin. I have a lot to thank you for.
You've been a friend, Inspector.
With house privileges.
And you want to take Lucy with you?
If she'll come.
Well, here she is. Ask her. I'll leave you.
I heard, Loman.
It's time, Lucy. I'm moving. Will you come with me? Out of Berlin, out of Germany.
Your holiday?
For good.
Ah, the old question. As what? Mistress? Lover? Wife?
Does it matter? Anything you like.
No, just anything.
As my wife.
Have you told Anna? Will you tell her where you met me? Oh, yes, daughter, I met your new stepmother in a knocking shop in old Berlin. You know what a knocking shop is, daughter.
Stop it, Lucy.
And then, of course, when Anna got rid of all her National Socialist ideas, she could just pick up a few from her stepmother. How to entertain gentlemen and visiting police officers.
Lucy, I really want you to come with me. Anna need know nothing. Come with me.
You're not listening to me. Can't obey that order, Inspector. Can't do it. So why don't you just take your Anna and go? Get out of Berlin. You don't like it anymore. But I still do. I think it's lots of fun.
That's your answer.
At last, you're hearing me.
I'm hearing you. Goodbye, Lucy.
Bye, Loman. One thing. It has been fun.
Has it?
That's all. You can go now. I have an appointment. A little man from the Air Ministry. Very nervous. A little strange. So you'll have to go, you see.
I'm going.
If you ever come back, look me up.
Lucy?
Yes, I'm here. I'm fine. Oh, God.
Oh, you could have gone with him.
A little late, madame. 5 years too late.
He knew all about you.
Oh, yes. The whore with the heart of gold. Oh, that's an old joke.
Not to him.
To me. Can you imagine me respectable? And then I bump into an old client. Oh, that's a real joke. Very funny. The trouble is, madame. The trouble is, I did really love him.
Paris! Now, today!
Now, today. With Sergeant Reiner here and his wife.
But, well, I'll miss the Hitler Youth meeting tomorrow.
I'm devastated. You want to see Paris?
Yes, but...
Then pack, now.
My wife's waiting. I phoned her. But what about you?
Yes, Father, what about you?
I'll join you in Paris in 2 days. The Hotel de la Cour, off the Madeleine.
But where are you going now?
I'm driving to Nuremberg to attend the party rally.
You, in the raincoat. You have a pass?
I think this letter should be enough.
Letter? You must have a pass. Oh, I'm sorry, Herr Inspector. Of course you may go in.
Well, wait a minute. Inspector Lohmann, you will please come with me. This way. Fraulein Riefenstahl is filming from this point. The Führer is to speak. Please, through here.
Dieser aber muss sein. Alle anständigen Deutschen werden Nationalsozialisten. Nur die besten Nationalsozialisten sind Parteigenossen.
Come in, Lohmann. I've been expecting you. Thank you, Captain Hassler. I will call when I need you.
Colonel Heydrich.
Of course, you weren't looking for me. You were looking for Herr Dr. Eusebius. Well, here he is.
You should have stayed with my sergeant, Eusebius.
I had to try and see Hitler. I had to tell him.
Fortunately, I found him first. Sit down, Lohmann, sit down. I gather you have found our murderer.
Captain Sola. Yes.
And had to shoot him, I've heard. Holtz telephoned me. Well, if you hadn't killed him, I suppose I would have had to.
To keep him quiet, he killed Bruckner, Preuss, and Rudick.
And Muller. Did you know Zola was in the Spanish Foreign Legion where he learned to use the garrote? But of course you know everything else.
Most of it's in the records in the synagogue at Vincennes. The half-Jewish girl called Zeus, who married your father and moved to Halle and Azala, which makes you one-quarter Jewish.
It never happened.
Bruckner knew. He simply had to prove it. And Preuss and Rudick. And Eusebius. The aim was blackmail. Well, not for money, except on Eusebius's part. The other three wanted advancement. In the party. The price of silence.
And after all, they were old comrades. Five of us went from Halle into the Navy. Oh, they knew all about me. They had to go. Himmler would never have approved if he thought his second-in-command was one-quarter Jewish.
So you had Sola kill them. And Muller?
He heard whispers of the truth in dark places.
And might have talked to me. He only hinted.
It was all expedience. Oh, at another time, I might have been proud of being Jewish. If it were really so. But in these times, not advisable. A handicap. Oh, you can feel sorry for these Jews, but if you do that, you feel a liability towards them. You feel you must aid and succor them, and then, after a time, you weary of the responsibility. In no time at all, you resent them. From there, it is so easy to be anti-Semitic. And, as the Führer says, find a scapegoat. So you turn to the Jews. Well, the perfect scapegoat. Much worse if you have Jewish ancestry. You begin to hate the fact, then the entire race.
So you believe you can eradicate the truth by ordering 4 murders?
What else could I do? Unfortunately, they were old comrades, party members. It upset the Führer that someone should be killing off old party members. He insisted on calling you in, Lohmann. And you were too good a detective. At least you led me to Eusebius. We couldn't find him at first. Poor Eusebius. All he wants is money.
No. No, I don't. I can forget it. All of it. Reinhardt, please. We were old comrades in the Navy. And I know nothing. We'll say nothing.
I know. You will say nothing. I'm sure of it. Now. You see through the forehead. Nearly as good a shot as you, Lohmann.
You murderous bastard.
Not a Jewish bastard. But not murder, Lohmann. Execution. You must remember, now we are the law.
And me? Do you execute me as well?
But you have to write the report to the Führer and deliver it tomorrow morning. I have the report here. Eusebius will be our killer. He also killed Zoller. Read it. Sign it. Captain Hassler has booked a room in Nuremberg for you for the night. Tomorrow, he will drive you to the Führer to deliver your report.
You'd let it go that far?
On the way, you shall have an automobile accident. It'll be very quick. A broken neck, I think. Look at it this way, Lerner. I'm giving you an extra few hours to put your affairs in order. You won't try to stop the inevitable. Remember, your daughter is still in Germany. A hostage to fortune, shall we say?
You will do as I say, and I will personally guarantee her well-being under my wing.
Hassler!
You will remain with Inspector Lohmann until it is time for him to drive to see the Fuhrer in the morning. You understand?
Yes, Colonel.
My daughter?
Oh, you have my word, as an officer and a gentleman. Goodbye, Inspector, and... Heil Hitler.
A comfortable room, Inspector?
Oh, yes, very. Colonel Heidrich said I would be able to settle my affairs.
That is so. You know it will be General Heidrich within days.
I didn't know. I should have congratulated him. Meanwhile, to settle some matters, I would like to telephone my office in Berlin.
You may do so, if you permit me to obtain the number.
Inspector Lohmann wishes to speak to his office in Berlin. Police headquarters, criminal police, priority. Thank you. They're getting the number now.
Ask for Chief Inspector Murnau.
As you wish. I would say nothing indiscreet.
I wouldn't dream of it. In fact, you can speak to him. Ask him if he has any word of the whereabouts of Sergeant Reiner, my aide.
Chief Inspector Murnau, this is Captain Hassler, attached to Colonel Heidrich's office. I'm telephoning on behalf of Inspector Lohmann. He's temporarily unable to speak himself, but he wishes to know of the whereabouts of Sergeant...
Reiner.
Sergeant Reiner. Yes. Yes, I see. Yes, I agree. Most irregular. Thank you. Heil Hitler.
Extraordinary. I'm afraid your sergeant has deserted you, Lohmann. Word came through that he crossed the French frontier by train with his family and is now probably in Paris. He was perhaps more perceptive of your position than you are.
Very possibly. Now, will you please raise your hands, Captain? Oh, this is your revolver. They took mine from me.
What do you intend to do?
Follow Reiner to Paris. In your car. Tonight.
You would leave your child here in Germany to save yourself.
But my child is not in Germany. The phone call confirmed it. She's with Sergeant Reiner in Paris. You may lower one hand to give me your car keys.
Lohmann told me all this 8 years later. I asked him how he passed through the frontier guards.
You forget, as they did. I still had the Hitler letter. They wouldn't dare have stopped me.
8 years later, 1942. I wasn't a newspaper man anymore. I was in Wild Bill Donovan's OSS, liaising with British Special Operations. And there, in a Nissen hut on an airfield in the south of England, was Lohmann. Called Mr. Lohmann now.
They made me anglicize my name. You see, I'm an authority on a special operation. Two young Czechs are being dropped back in their homeland. Kubis and Gabczyk are on a special mission to assassinate the Reich Protector of Bohemia and Moravia, of whom I have some specialized knowledge.
The Reich's protector is?
General Reinhard Heydrich. For me, not an assassination, more a judicial execution. They wouldn't let me go myself. Too old, they said. A pity. A great pity.
On May 27th, 1942, Heydrich's car was ambushed. He was wounded, and some days later died of his wounds. Lohmann always regretted he hadn't been allowed to go on that mission. I never saw him again. After the war, I met his daughter in New York. She told me he died in an air raid late in 1942.
In Death's Head, Berlin, Lohmann was played by Bob Peck. Heydrich, Paul Gregory. Reiner, Trevor Nichols. Lise, Elizabeth Bell. Anna, Susie Brown. Lucy, Julie Berry. Lenny, Anthony Jackson. Müller, Stephen Thorne. Ferdy, Jonathan Tafler. Fritzy, Stephen Harold. Kitty, Jennifer Piercy. DeSavius, Michael Tudor Barnes. Rabbi, Manning Wilson. Soller, John Sampson. Hitler, Steve Hodson. Murnau, Alan Dudley. Conrad, Stephen Hattersley. Elsa, Margaret Ward. Paula, Alex Marshall. Holtz, Tim Reynolds. Goebbels, David Goodland. Elsa, Sheila Grant. The play was written by Jack Gerson and directed by Peter King.